This is the Northwest Passage on KLCC. I'm Tripp Summer. This year, there was no homemade beer or wine competition at the state fair. This was the result of a Department of Justice ruling regarding the transportation and sharing of homemade beverages away from where they are made. Senator Floyd Prozanski, a homebrewer himself, has a proposed solution to put before the 2011 session of the legislature. Senator Prozanski, welcome to the Northwest Passage.
Tripp, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Let's start with your history as a homebrewer.
Well, I actually started in 1987, did my first batch. It was kind of ironic. Susie, my wife, and I had gone to two parties earlier that year and were introduced to homebrewing and having homemade beverages outside of the home that they were brewed in. And really enjoyed it. And then I guess I was good that year because my holiday gift was a brew kit. So have been brewing beer on that, since 87. So, what, 23 years or so.
Do you have a favorite home brew?
Well, we have a number of ones. I have a brew partner, Ray Heslop, and we really enjoy hops in our beers. And so we seem to come up with hop style beers, IPAs. We do have a very nice porter that we like, and then we also have a summer beer that we put together that has fresh crushed coriander and fresh orange peel.
As you mentioned, you have transported said beverages before, and as I understand, even entered some competitions. So this was something that for many years was not a problem.
Well, I was really shocked to hear this. I was actually volunteering as a guest pourer for the Sasquatch Brewfest in May, and one of the local homebrewers brought it to my attention. And, of course, after I closed my mouth from saying this can't be happening, because I actually did an entry into the Lane County Fair years ago, a couple different back-to-back years, and I really got a lot of satisfaction out of it. I actually got recognized for one of the batches. And I was really surprised to hear that that ruling had come out that was basically saying that homebrew was limited to being, produced and consumed in the home that it was actually produced in.
And this wasn't a new regulation. It was just a different reading or interpretation of it.
That's correct. What I was told was that basically an inquiry came in from the State Fair Board, and for whatever reason, OLCC decided to ask the Department of Justice to give them a written opinion as to whether those competitions could actually take place. Based on that interpretation of what's been on the books for decades, they basically said that, in their opinion, the statute was extremely narrowly written, and it should be interpreted very narrowly. And so they've taken the position that what has been a custom in this state for at least 50 years is no longer permitted.
Is there a don't ask factor involved here?
Well, in a way, there is. I mean, that's one of the things that people ask me is why would someone even ask since this has been a practice in this state for decades? And I'm not sure. I did speak with the OLCC. They made it very clear to me that with their limited resources, they're not going to be going out looking in people's basement windows to see if they're brewing beer and then transporting it outside or if they're even taking it elsewhere. So they seem to understand the simplicity of the need to have a fix and the complications that they've created in this industry. You know, I think it's well worth mentioning, Tripp, that you have a lot of the microbreweries that are actually now professional licensed brewers started out as as homebrewers. And also I know that there's one of the gentlemen from one of the local homebrewing clubs here in Eugene was successful in selling, not that he was intended to, but he did sell one of his recipes to Rogue Brewing, if you remember the hazelnut brown ale.
Yes, sir.
That they serve. That is actually was from a home brewer here locally.
Chris Studock.
Yeah. So, you know, to me, we do not want to be tampering and holding back the opportunities for people to, flourish in this area. We know that the microbrewery industry is a growth industry. We've even seen on the national level that Congress is looking at maybe curtailing or somehow modifying the amount of excise tax that are being currently charged to the smaller microbreweries, because that's an industry that's actually not only growing but actually putting people to work.
And Senator Prozanski, what is your proposal?
Well, what I want to do is basically make certain that everyone knows that, as what we've always have been accustomed to, is that a home brewer can, in fact, brew beer, that they can, in fact, transport that beer to another location, and that that beer can, in fact, be introduced or registered into some type of competition. Now, one thing I do believe that we need to make certain does not occur, which is already prohibited by law, is basically taking homebrew and selling it for profit. No one has ever approached myself or anyone else to try to do that. We're not going to try to make that happen, but what we do want to make certain is those who are making homebrew, it could be beer, it could be wine, it could be hard cider, that they have the opportunity to basically do that in the comfort of their home, and that they do not have to feel like they are breaking the law, transporting it to either a picnic at a friend's house, or if they want to have it entered into a state or a county fair for judging.
As I understand it, you'll be introducing this in January to the legislature. And I must ask, from the perspective of an organization that runs a homebrew competition, being KLCC, what are the chances for a fix to the problem by February?
Our goal is to do it as quickly as we can. I will tell you there are a number of legislators who have heard about the situation who are very anxious to take care of this, because what we do know is that homebrewing is occurring across the state and all counties, and we want to make certain that people have the opportunity to take up the hobby and be in compliance with the law. And so I hope that we will be able to move it very quickly through the legislative process. The only, I guess, concern that I do have is that the legislature has, let's say, modified its schedule for meeting because of the money shortage that we have. And we are going to have a period of time in January where the legislature will not actively be meeting, so we can make sure our budget is balanced and for the legislative process. So we will move it as quick as we can, and I expect that it will have an emergency clause that once the bill makes it through both chambers and it's signed by the governor, it will go into effect immediately.
Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck in the next legislative session.
Tripp, thank you very much for your time, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah. I've been speaking with Senator Floyd Prozanski.